Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming shows in New York City at Carnegie Hall on October 7th and 8th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Todd from Atlanta.
Hey, Todd, how are things in Atlanta?
Good, still hot, kind of, actually.
Yeah, well, it'll be that way for a while, I guess.
Yeah.
Tell me what you do there.
I'm a marketing strategist, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're trying to figure out how to sell something, presumably.
Yeah, and I try to do it the nicest way possible, though.
Really?
Yeah.
So you always say, please buy this thing you don't need.
Yeah, making sure we send the right message at the right time without being too obnoxious.
Well,
yeah.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Of course.
Well, welcome.
you'll be looking for a new career soon.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show, Todd.
Thank you.
Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two limericks will be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
As we swim upstream, we will be jamming, because the growth hormones we have been cramming. You'll be in deep shock when you see Franken locks. We're genetically modified.
Salmon.
Right. Meat. The Frankenfish. It's a genetically modified salmon that grows to enormous proportions at nearly twice the rate of normal salmon. It makes it, in that way, truly American. When asked by critics if the Frankenfish could accidentally escape and infiltrate the regular salmon population, the scientist said, no, of course not. That'll never happen. Why are you worried about it? In other words, everybody get away from the water. And we'd better start engineering a really big bagel.
It's really going to be sad watching these giant fish try to swim upstream.
These things will be so big they'll get on and walk. They'll carjack you.
Although I do want to see the first National Geographic special where there's a bear waiting at the bottom of the spillway and goes, whoa!
Here, Todd, is your next limerick.
I think culottes, the name for some worms, and Gillette is a group of French firms. As man, I've no passion for strange high-end fashion, so I get confused by the...
terms?
Yes, terms. Okay. Very good. According to a new British survey, guys don't have the slightest idea what fashion jargon means. When asked to define some common fashion terms, men identified chiffon as a cleaning product, culottes as either a disease or a French town. It's all true. And pashmina as a country.
Oh, man.
The results were surprising, but do explain why the Department of Defense ordered 1,200 tankinis for our troops in Afghanistan. All right, Todd, here's your last limerick.
For these guests, there is not enough space. Look, when just 10 people danced, the whole place shook. But now 21,000 will all come carousing. I sent out an invite on
Facebook.
Yes. It is a typical high school story. Somebody plans a party, word gets out, and pretty soon everyone at school is shouting, party, Rebecca's house tonight! Rebecca Jabalow failed to mark the event private, and 21,000 people RSVP'd. And just like that, her birthday wish, a major fire code violation, was granted. Carl, how did Todd do in our quiz?
Three correct answers, Peter. So, Todd, you win our prize.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for playing, Todd.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Some people like to rock. Some people like to roll. But moving and a groove is going to satisfy.